Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Catherine Mead, RSJ, is a member of the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart and an educator with 40 years of ministry in Catholic education across South Australia and the Northern Territory. Catherine is currently leader of Catholic Identity and Mission in Catholic Education Northern Territory, offering creative and strategic leadership to nurture leaders and staff in fostering Catholic school identity and mission through faith formation, professional learning, curriculum, and practice.
Good morning. I share this reflection on the 17th Sunday of Ordinary Time in our liturgical year, while privileged to be on Larrakia country, the land of the saltwater people. I pay my respect to Larrakia elders, past, present, and emerging. I recognise their sovereignty has never been ceded, as I commit to the journey of reconciliation so that justice and equity will dwell in this land. Today we listen to the Gospel from Matthew as we hear an interpretation of God revealing God's self to us personally and communally. More broadly, we apply our understanding of the ways of God in the socio-economic, political, and cultural context of our times. As a wisdom teacher in the tradition of Israel, Jesus spoke of the kingdom of God in parables, in vivid stories and images taken from everyday life, to communicate the deepest things about God. While Jesus uses the metaphor of kingdom, which could denote power and privilege, we might consider this metaphor as God's reigning presence to transform relationships that define us, our relationship with God, self, others, culture, faith, community, and creation. Furthermore, perhaps this metaphor of kingdom could be considered as kinship, where a complex set of relationships are interwoven to enable right relationships. Jesus is redefining what living in right relationships mean in his time and context. He exemplifies par excellence the ways to set about creating kingdom spaces in the lives of people by recognizing, attending, healing, teaching, and leading in ways that enable liberation. Jesus illustrates his teaching by using what were no doubt familiar images to his audience. The ancient people of Israel were familiar with buried treasures, coming from a history of kingdoms and empires. So finding the treasure trove was not beyond the realm of possibility. Jesus said, "The kingdom of God is like a treasure buried in a field, which a merchant finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all the land owned and buys that field. And the pearl, one of the loveliest possessions for ancient peoples as it is today." Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When finding the pearl of great price, goes and sells all they have and buys it." Several artworks come to mind when considering the pearl of great price that speak of beauty and mystery. Firstly, the painting Girl with the Pearl Earring by Johannes Vermeer draws the viewer at first glance to the mystery of the young woman, and most particularly to the beauty of the pearl and its significance. Another artwork that attracts curiosity is the painting Our Lady of the Southern Cross, commissioned for World Youth Day in 2008. Artist Paul Newton uses some Australian symbols to depict part of our cultural context, including a discrete pearl. Curiously, the pearl is perhaps a nod to the Aboriginal shell divers in Northern Australia who were literally forced to give their life to enable the precious pearl to be uncovered. The mystery and beauty contained within these paintings and images draw us to recognise that God sees us in our circumstances as things really are, and in the midst of that reality, invites us to be open to moments of grace. We are invited to be receptive to God's intimate call to be loved and to love, to enable God to reveal all that is good, beautiful, and true. Michael Fallon suggests that we imagine God as the one who finds the treasure, and that the treasure is ourselves and those we love. The struggle to see that hidden treasure or pearl of great price within ourselves is a constant challenge. However, Jesus invites us to ponder and learn from this parable, to find in our hearts the treasure that may be hidden or the pearl of great price that will enable us to divest ourselves of attitudes, fears, and distractions that prevent us from experiencing God's unconditional love. What if we imagine that life in communion with God is this pearl of great price? What if we attend to the beauty of this unconditional love? In Psalm 119, verse 77, we gain an insight into God's joy with and in us when we open our hearts to grace. We hear, "Let your love come to me that I may live, for your way is my delight." The parable enables Jesus to break into our human experience. In the process of our personal transformation, we are led to consider what it is that is worth giving our time, energy, our self-gift to others and creation. We can well ask, how will this unconditional love of God be revealed in self, others, and creation? In essence, we are called in communion with God to find new and creative ways to enable justice, equity, and righteousness to reign. At the heart of the Judeo-Christian tradition is the notion that God is the one who hears the cry of those who are oppressed. Each day, we witness people creating kingdom spaces of love, justice, equity, and acceptance. We witness parents giving selflessly in numerous ways for their children's education, health, and well-being to flourish. We witness educators giving daily of their energy, attentiveness, skill, and talent in the vocation of teaching and leading, especially those in marginalised circumstances. We witness health professionals, doctors, nurses, caregivers, who protect and enhance dignity. And we witness staff and volunteers who walk alongside young people caught in the juvenile justice system so that healing and learning creates a better future, often in the face of unjust structures. These are the kingdom or kinship spaces that are created when the hidden treasure or pearl of great price is found in the hearts of ordinary people who are moved to bring God's compassionate presence to life. In the broader landscape of Australia, the Uluru Statement from the Heart offers a most gracious, generous invitation from the First Nations people of Australia. Perhaps our reflection on this invitation will uncover the pearl of great price for our nation. In our discernment, can we hear the heart-wrenching cry expressed in the statement? Proportionately, we are the most incarcerated people on the planet. We are not an innately criminal people. Our children are alienated from their families at unprecedented rates. This cannot be because we have no love for them. And our youth languish in detention in obscene numbers. They should be our hope for the future. These dimensions of our crisis tell plainly the structural nature of our problem. This is the torment of our powerlessness. The gift of the Uluru Statement from the Heart and the pending referendum is an important moment in the history of the nation. Are we being offered a gift of wisdom as we actively seek kingdom spaces where God's justice moves us personally and as a nation towards a deep and just reconciliation? Let us take up this challenge to be open to God's grace and unconditional love as we join with Solomon in praying that our hearts and the heart of our nation will come to know the ways of God. Give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. For who is able to govern this great people of yours? We hear in the Book of Kings 3:9. As we ponder the gospel and listen to the Spirit urging us to be grace-filled, may we come to know more deeply the way God reveals God's self to us, personally and communally, all the while inspiring us to give of ourselves for the common good so that we participate in creating kingdom spaces of justice, truth, and healing. Then we can truly acclaim together, "Blessed are you, God, creator of heaven and earth, for you have revealed to little ones the mysteries of the kingdom."
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and the Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.